What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Force Unscripted. Today we have another Force fact for you coming from Wenshi's Holocron of Horrors, although none of them have ever really been scary or horrible. But anyway, today's Force fact is, did you know that the blaster sounds from the original movies were not created using software? They were actually created by tapping metal to electrical cables or very thick cable wire. So whenever you take a piece of metal and smack it on a wire, it makes those like pew pew sounds. That's how they made those in the original movies. They were not digital sounds at all.
Practical effects. Woo!
Practical. You too can make blaster sounds from Star Wars by smacking a cable with something metal. Just make sure it's, you know, not a live wire. Or don't, if that's your thing.
I was about to say, that'll probably be more fun.
Would be quite the shocking development.
Don't try this at home, kids.
No, try it at home, kids. Take the toaster to the bathtub, the fork to the socket. Do it. It'll give you superpowers like Static Shock.
I did that once.
Did you really? With a fork?
No, I broke a light switch, and we had a replacement one sitting around, and I was really young, and I didn't want my parents to know that I broke the light switch, so I tried to change it out myself, but I didn't, you know, flip the breaker, so I got a little electrocuted.
That's probably the moment you started fucking growing like a madman, that it activated your cells.
I don't know, man. I didn't start growing for a few years after that, I think. I don't actually remember when I broke that.
The timeline's unimportant. That was the canon event.
Okay, yeah, I got shocked, and then now I'm taller than Nikita.
And guess who was shocked when he found out that the sudden growth spurt had happened?
Is it Nikita?
It's Nikita. You guessed right. You get a cookie.
Thank you. I like cookies.
But no, to follow back up on your Force fact, like, I watched a video of them making some of the effects, and I was so shocked at like how simple it was. Like, there was one sound, I forget which sound effect it was, but it was like made by like stretching out a slinky and then just fucking pushing it and letting it wave back and forth. And I was like, God damn.
The lightsaber sounds were made by like holding something up next to a TV tube.
Oh yeah, the cathode tubes.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. So, look at how far we've come, though. Like, we were broke boys, and now we're rich CGI-infested boys.
They probably still use the smacks to make those sounds, though.
You think so?
Yeah, those sound design people, they totally just sit around like, how do we make a cool sound? And then they have, like, there's a room of, like, random bits and baubles, and they just smack them together and stuff. I've seen videos on, like, sound design. They literally just have, like, a room of, like, bullshit that they just beat around until they find a cool sound.
I know it's random, but I totally wish that there's a monkey in this room. Like, you know, if you put a monkey in a room with a typewriter and give them infinite amount of time, eventually they'll type all of Shakespeare's sonnets. Like, I feel like if you put a monkey in a room with a bunch of random objects that they can fucking bang together and throw against the wall, eventually you'll make every sound the universe has ever had.
Eventually, yeah. I mean, with infinite time, infinite possibilities. All right. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Force Fact. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that bell, follow us on all the socials, Force Unscripted at Twitter, formerly known as X, and website that should exist sometime eventually when I have time. Eventually.
These are getting more depressing as you go. Every time it's like, yeah, website coming soon. It's like, yeah, website eventually when I fucking feel like it, you bitches.
Yeah, after the trip, maybe.
Maybe. All right, may the Force be with you, everyone. Thanks for watching.
Have a good one.